Sunday Mass at St. Gregory Catholic Church in Sitka. The church's pastor, Father Jim Blaney, is passing out communion to parishioners standing in a long line down one side of the church's center aisle. On the other side, Bishop Edward Burns, leader of the nation's smallest Roman Catholic diocese. The Diocese of Juneau is home to about 10,000 Catholics and 15 parishes. Celebrating Mass will bookend Burns' trip. In between, a busy, busy schedule.
I've had a chance to meet with the superintendent of schools, the chief of police. I meet with the mayor tomorrow to let them know that in their role as public, you know, servants and in all that they do for our community, that we're partners. And whatever we can do to assist for the common good of this community, we'd be more than happy to help.
You're reaching out beyond the community of Catholics in Sitka to the general public. Why?
Well, because the Catholic community here in Sitka, the parish of St. Gregory's, is a part of the larger community. And being a part of the larger community, it's important for us to have an interest in the community. It's important that this community thrive. It's important that the community continues to better itself.
What are you anticipating the conversation is going to be like?
I can't predict what kind of a conversation will arise because I can't predict the questions. But I think that the very fact that I want to be present to them is an indication that I am so open to receiving their questions.
I guess what I'm asking is, are you expecting people to say, you know, oh, hi, I'm ready for your PowerPoint presentation? Or are you expecting people to go up and say, You know what I've always wondered, Bishop? I've always wondered why the meat on Fridays thing went away. Or, you know, I mean, what are you hoping that the community gets or gives out of this?
Yeah, it's really just a public forum to ask some questions about the Catholic Church. And it's an opportunity for us to be present to the members of this community. So I really can't predict what type of questions will rise, but it will be an opportunity for me to introduce myself, to introduce some very basic tenets of the Catholic Church, a little bit of background about the Catholic Church in Southeast Alaska and in the nation and throughout the world. I think that it's absolutely exciting that we have had the election of Pope Francis, who has been seen on the national news a fair amount. And I think people, both Catholic and non-Catholic, are captivated by his great humble style. I think about the fact that I've read on the news that he has now decided not to live in the papal palace, and he's going to live in a small suite of rooms in the apartment building that housed the cardinals during the conclave. And I'm thinking to myself, now the Holy Father is only going to live in a couple of rooms in this apartment building. Well, now, I'm the bishop of the smallest diocese in the country, and I have more rooms in my house than the Pope. So it's, I find it of great wonder and of course, great beauty with his humility. And I think that essentially in the church, that's a message we want to get out, because it's not about us, but rather it's about the way in which we serve others.
Does the church dialogue enough with its people as an institution in general?
We have a lot more to do in the way in which we dialogue with people. Today is a new day in communication. It seems as though you have to speak in sound bites. The attention span sometimes is a little, smaller than what it used to be. You look at the Diocese of Juneau, and we have ourselves a website where we get our information out. We now use video clips in order to get some of our presentations out on the web. I also tweet. I have a Twitter account, and it's amazing. I have I think over 1,400 followers, and they're from all over the world. And the Diocese of Juneau has a Facebook page. So it's all those things the apostles would never have thought of, but it's at our fingertips today, and it's yet another way to get the gospel message out.
At Mass on Sunday, Burns talked about Thomas, the apostle who doubted Jesus had risen from the dead. Burns says Wednesday's public forum is not about convincing those who have their doubts to adhere to a particular faith, or even to believe what Catholics believe. He says he just wants to talk, to put his face with his name, and to learn what people in Sitka have to say about the church he grew up in and now helps lead. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.